Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Anointing One, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Again, that's Hebrews, chapter 10. And let's read our scriptures we have been using for our teaching on not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Again, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. So if you have found Hebrews 10, please go to verse 24 and 25. Follow along as I read. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. So we see here by the word of God that love and good works have to be stirred up. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting or encouraging one another, and so much as we see the day approaching. So we see here by the word of God that Christians, we should be assembling ourselves together in a sanctuary where we can encourage each other with the word of God. Amen. Now, please turn your Bibles to the book of Psalm 133. Again, that's Psalm 133. And we're going to read verses 1, 2, 3. And it says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head that runs down on the beard, even Aaron's head, and going down to the collar of his garment, is the dew of Hermon that descends upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessings, even life forever." Amen. So we see here, it's also God tells us it is precious for us to dwell together, and how pleasant it is for us to dwell together. So we should assemble ourselves together where we can fellowship under the banner of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Now, one principle we have to understand is that everything in the Word of God is a commandment. It is not a suggestion. Now, let me repeat that because I want to make sure you hear that clearly. Everything in the Word of God is a commandment. It is not a suggestion. If God tells us to not forsake the assembly of ourselves, then who are we to forsake or disobey that commandment? Amen? In the book of John, chapter 10, 8, it says, "The thief," and the thief is another synonym for Satan. It says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." First, Satan, the thief, he comes to steal, which means he is taking something that does not belong to him, but to you. And that is your faith, which is your belief and acting on the Word of God. Then he will kill you, because your faith has been penetrated and you have no defense. And finally, he will destroy because the foundation has been compromised. Amen? So we have to be very concerned about this deception. As Christians, we must understand that Satan is the master of deception, which is his ploy to attempt to confuse by distorting the Word of God. Amen. My assignment on this teaching is simple. Does the 17 reasons given on that website line up with the Word of God? We are not doing this to judge or condemn, but to simply conduct what I like to call a spiritual consumer's report on what they say about them and not wanting to attend church any longer. For the benefit of new believers, I read an article some time ago, and it dealt with young people who no longer feel as though they have to go to church. They have new mediums and other opportunities to go and to, they think, fellowship with new spiritualities and other forms of teaching. And they have abandoned the local church. Amen. So we're doing a spiritual consumer's report on that. Do they have to go to church? Does that line up with the Word of God? Them saying that they no longer have to attend church. Amen. Now, the article states that these young people were going to church. At one time, they attended church. But because of progress in the information technology medium and their personal social concerns, they have been influenced by them to receive their spiritual instruction by other means. Amen. As New Testament believers, we are commanded to walk by our faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Can these young people who hear all these new mediums of information are being deceived and misled? I believe they are. And as we get into the teaching, I believe that you will be convinced that they are. With the influence of media and the online world, It has given society new avenues of life and communication that has been or has made it more convenient for our everyday life, but not made to circumvent God's word. These new adventures, these new life products that have been invented, they are for us. They for for our convenience and for our communication. That is for us to make our life, our personal lives, more convenient, and that it has made us more accessible to the Word of God. Not to turn from God, but to come to Him. Amen. Go to Matthew chapter 24, verse number 24. Again, that's Matthew 24, verse 24. And it says this: For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Amen. Now let's look at this scripture. It says, For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders. Not only signs and wonders, but they'll be great. And you have to admit, some of the new products that have been on the market in recent years, they have shown great signs. The internet, Facebook, the rise of smartphones, these are great signs and wonders that people have invented for us to use. God has shown them how to develop these products for our use, not to abandon Him, but will spare up new time for us to worship our Father. Amen. A lot of the new medium, the information technologies, and online world has brought to the world great signs and wonders that has dazzled our generation with its wondrous features and components. And if you are not mature in your understanding of God's attributes and how they work for you, you might be tricked, and you can make a decision in your life that seems right to you, but the end is death. Remember, the choices you make are long-lasting and life-changing. Did you get that? The choices you make are long-lasting and life-changing. And if you are not mature in your understanding of God's attributes and how they work for you on your behalf, you can make a decision in your life that seems right to you, but the end is death. As I was studying for today's lesson and reviewing the 17 reasons why people no longer want to attend church, and I discovered that some of the reasons overlap each other. So rather than repeating them, I will connect them together, because there are certain reasons that are parallel, and so it's no use for us going over them again. I'm going to connect them together, and I'm going to combine them in one teaching. Now, our last time together, we were looking at reason number 15, which was the desire for genuine community and connection. Let me repeat that. Reason number 15 for them not going to church was the desire for genuine community and connection. Now, the caption under that was, it read, Regularly attending church can be a great way to cultivate a sense of belonging and community. And that is true. Going to church, create a great way for a sense of belonging, not only to other people and other groups within the church, but also the community. That is true. But then it goes on to say, but sadly, some people have the opposite experience. As noted by the National Library of Medicine, individuals such as those in the LGBTQ+ community commonly have negative experience at church that leaves them feeling disconnected, excluded, and judged. Now, I want you to keep that in mind. It says this. It says, as noted by the National Library of Medicine, individuals such as those in the LGBTQ community commonly have negative experience at the church that leaves them feeling disconnected, excluded, and judged. Now, we're going to look at that real closely because the Bible does not exclude anybody. Everybody comes with some type of baggage. Amen. I came with some baggage, but I cleaned myself up. Amen. So I want you to keep that in mind as we continue this teaching, because we're going to address this LGBTQ community. Now, they brought it up. I did not bring it up. They did. But since they brought it up, I'm going to address it. Now, reason number 14, it was the shifts in social and moral values. The shifts in social and moral values. And the caption under that said, society is becoming more and more accepting of individuals of various sexual orientations and gender identities. It goes on to say, unfortunately, many people who believe in this cause perceive the church to be less open-minded toward the LGBTQ plus community, causing them to have a negative view of organized religion. Now, remember, the first in reason 15, it says the LBG community had negative experience at church that leaves them feeling disconnected, excluded, and judged. Then it goes on to say that many people believe that this cause perceived the church to be less open-minded toward the LGBT community. Well, let me say something about that. The church will welcome anybody. You could be LGBTQ community or whoever you want. You are welcome in church. But here's the difference. As I said before, everybody comes in with some type of baggage. I came in and I was smoking marijuana. I was snorting cocaine. Sure, I was doing some things that were illegal, was against the word of God. But I got myself together. I didn't stay that way. I came in the church, heard the word of God, because faith comes by hearing. And I cleaned myself up. I knew I couldn't come in and sit in church high off any type of narcotics and feel welcome, included, and not judged. But if I come in there every week and I was on high off some type of drug, of course, because my spirit is going to convict me. And these people that are coming in, the LGBT community, because they have a sexual challenge with who they might be in terms of who they are, in terms of their sexual preference, does not line up with the word of God. It's not that we don't love the people. We love everybody. I have friends that are LBG people, and I try to convince them what they're doing is incorrect, but they don't want to change. So if you don't want to change, of course, you're going to feel uncomfortable because the word of God is true. Amen. So they have to understand the church is not going to change for them. You have to change for the church. Amen. Reason number two, the perception of irrelevance. More people are beginning to perceive the church as irrelevant and outdated in modern life. It goes on to say, younger generations especially feel a sense of disconnected from the church, feeling that it does not properly address their social concerns. Well, that's interesting, because the church is not there for your social concerns. It's there for your spiritual growth and your salvation. Amen? So if you come in there for social concerns, you're joining the wrong club. You need to go down to the Daily Y or somebody, and you can get your social concerns met there. Now, there are some churches that do have different fellowships. They have single fellowships, other type of fellowships that you can join in churches. And some social activities are there. But you have to be willing to join them. Amen. You have to be willing to go along with the practices and the regulations that have been ordained or that have been administered by that particular church. Amen. You can't come in and want to change something. That's not the way it happens. And especially with the word of God, God tells us, he says, I am the Lord and I change not. He also says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So these young people, they either don't understand the word of God and they've been misled and they've been deceived. Reason number 9, seeking authenticity and transparency. Seeking authenticity and transparency. Nowadays, people are increasingly seeking a sense of authenticity and transparency in their daily lives. Some of these individuals feel that the church's traditional values conflict with this desire and thus end up feeling restricted and disillusioned. Well, we here at Kansas City Christian Faith Center, we are very transparent. We let you know what's going on with everything. We don't hide anything because you know what? We don't have anything to hide. The word of God says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we here, we're very transparent. Now, sure, as any other type of corporation or business, it's not always going to be 100% the way you want it. There's going to be some things that possibly you're going to disagree with. But that's with everyday life. My question would be, are you getting your spiritual needs met? That's the main issue in terms of this particular article that was written. Now, I will address the four reasons at once because I believe they have a close correspondence with each other. First, these young people have been deceived into thinking what the world wants the church to be rather than what God tells us the church is. Did you get that? Let me repeat that because I think it's important. These young people who have believed or believe that they don't have to go to church anymore have been deceived into thinking what the world wants the church to be rather than what God tells us the church is. Now, please go to Proverbs chapter 16. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 16. And we're going to read verse number 25. And it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but his end is the way of death. Now, see, all these new mediums seems right to these young people. But in reality, the end will lead to death. Amen. If they go down these roads and just kick God out and decide that, you know what, I'm going to go with these new spiritualities. I'm going to go to this medication. I'm going to go to yoga. Then the end is going to be death. Please go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 17 and 18. And this is Jesus himself speaking. And it says, do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will not by no means pass from the law until all is fulfilled. Amen. So, you know, we need to understand that these new mediums, that they, all this new information that these young people are listening to, all these new gadgets that have been invented, they're not here to destroy God's word. They're here to enhance our ability to be able to communicate with the Father. Amen. These new avenues of communication have been designed to fulfill God's promise, not limit them or abandon them altogether. When you look at the smartphones today, I mean, you can call up and dial people across the other side of the world in a matter of seconds. Matter of fact, you can even do it and look at them via a visual telephone. I mean, I remember years ago, you couldn't do that. You couldn't pick up and dial a number and look at it visually. They got FaceTime now where you can look at people as you talk. I mean, these are all new mediums of communication designed for us to alleviate the hardships that we were having in our lives and make it more easy for us to be able to fellowship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? And we have to understand that. In John 10b, Jesus speaking, he says, I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. God wants us to have the abundant life, and we need to understand that. Amen? Because God is a God of love. Amen? Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time for this week's message, but please join us next week. We will continue our teaching on not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Amen.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.